Time now for Real Estate with Mariah and Spence on 1430 KYKN. Now, here's their host, Warren Franklin.
Welcome to Real Estate with Mariah and Spence. We have another great show lined up today. You're always welcome to call Mariah or Spence at the Ventress Crawford Realty Group to discuss anything about real estate. Their number is 503-507-3666. So let's get the show started today. We're going to be discussing what to expect when you work with a realtor.
Today, we're going to let you know exactly what you can expect when you work with us and break down basically what we will do for you, whether we're representing you as a home buyer, a home seller, and hopefully you could grab value from this video if you're someone who's maybe you're thinking about buying, selling, or investing in real estate sometime in the future. So let's just jump right in, and we're going to start out with the home selling process. And because the way that we've kind of structured our business lately is Spencer's been working with the majority of our sellers right now. So I'm going to just kind of go down the list and ask him a handful of questions that I think I would want to know if I were going to hire him or thinking about hiring him as my realtor, or honestly, if I was thinking about hiring anyone as a realtor, these are things that you're going to want to know. So, all right. So Spencer, I guess just starting out, can you just walk us through the process in a short version? What does it look like when someone gives you a call and says, Spencer, come list my house. What's next? What's the step after that?
Yeah, on that call, it's really important to gather as much information about the property as I can, just so I can come into that listing appointment that they're asking me to come help them out with to determine a home value as accurate as possible. So, of course, I need to know your name. Usually that's the beginning of the conversation. Your property address you're currently willing and wanting to sell in. And then another piece of crucial information that I like to gain is an email address. It might sound simple, but there's a lot of tools and resources that we have at Berkshire Hathaway that an email is absolutely necessary. And that's going to lead into even after we list your home. There's a lot of programs we use when it comes to statistic matters and stuff like that. That's going to actually tell you how many views, how many hits, where people are coming from to purchase your home. And that's really valuable to a lot of my sellers. And if that's just not your personality, then we can forget that. But a lot of people are wired that way. They want to know what's going on with my home. What are you actually doing? And that's the biggie is sellers. They say, what do you actually do? And so I get to come in there and we establish a good meeting time. And it's usually, you know, I like doing 1 to 3 o'clock listing appointments, but it's really based off of your schedule. Mm-hmm. If you're a 9 to 5 worker, then I'm going to come over at 6, 7, 8 o'clock in the evening. I mean, that's just, it is what it is. And one thing I really like to let my sellers know is don't let the role get reversed. Mm-hmm. Okay. I work for you. You don't work for me, okay? So we want to be comfortable, and I want you to tell me what's important to you. Mm-hmm. And then it is my job to give you the advice to make those goals happen and that reality possible. But once we get that listing appointment set up, I can come in there and gather all of the knowledge I can about your property. That's the previous times it's been sold, how much you purchased it for, when did you refinance it? What's that current appraisal value? But then I can also lead into what's the past sales that's happened around you or an arm's length away to give you that best value I can coming into your home. Because remember, I've never been on your property. I've never stepped foot on your property. So all I'm able to do is gather the information that I can online through title and other resources that I pay for as a licensed realtor professional to bring you the best service possible when we do enter that listing appointment. And I'm not here to waste your time. I'm surely not here to waste my time either. And so that's why it's super important for me to come prepared. I'm coming with everything I got. It's the listing agreement included. Now, if we sign it, it is what it is. If we don't, we'll work on it another day and let you digest and discuss with your partner. But a good CMA is really going to tell the seller where they're at.
Because can you define CMA?
Yes. Yeah. A CMA is a comparative market analysis, and that is me gathering all the current listed, previously sold, currently under contract homes around you. Sometimes that excludes the for sale by owner properties, just because I don't always have access to all of those. So right. Sometimes I do enter these appointments and the seller says, wait, you forgot about this property. Okay. So, you know, I don't have everything that maybe you might, you know, you sometimes know your home more than I would, obviously, because I'm only seeing what I can from online. But that's why coming in with that initial CMA, the comparative market analysis, is going to be super valuable for you as a seller. And once that happens, we can digest and really get a good list price for you. And then that's when we'll transition to getting your listing active and live on market.
That's good. A lot of good information.
Can I throw out a question here real quick?
Of course.
All right. So is it normal for people who are looking for a realtor to want to talk to two or three of them?
Yeah. I always say, you know, go talk to somebody else. Get three opinions. And that's a lender as well. I always say the more the merrier. The deal is, when it comes to real estate, you're going to want to like who you're working with. You're going
to
really
want to
like who you're working with and who you can trust. And so that's why on these listing appointments, it's really personal for me. You know, it's not really a huge sale pitch. I'm pretty black and white. I'm blunt. I'm not there to hype up and pump an overall list price just for you to work with me, because money talks. It really does. But at the end of the day, we have the results that a lot of other agents don't. And there's a big reason behind that with the Vetrus Crawford Realty Group. And I'm not a puffer. You know, that's not who I want to be known for. And so I'm pretty straight and honest with them. And then I also get to gain a new client, a new friend, and somebody to add to my contacts and say, hey, how you doing? How you doing on this Saturday? You know, sometimes we go golf too. It's fun.
That's a lot of good information there. So that kind of leads me to our next question, which is, why would someone choose you? You know, there's thousands of agents out there in our area, and most agents are not strong listing agents, which is something that I think separates you from other realtors, which a lot of people who are going to sell their home don't really know, that most agents are not strong listing agents. But you know, what do you bring to the table, and why do your sellers choose to work with you out of the 10 other agents that they probably know?
This is a question I really had to battle when I first became an agent, is what makes me any different than the other 2,800 other agents just like myself? They pass that federal test, they pass the state test, and now they're a licensed professional. What makes me different? And then I had to gain that confidence and say, why not me? Like, if I'm not calling, if I'm not actually stepping into your home, getting in the front door, somebody else is. There's somebody else you're going to be calling. Because like we just said, we want to be talking to two to three other agents to see what else they can do for me. And so then we get a battle, why not me? And that's something that's really just exploded our confidence, my confidence in the business itself, to make more sales happen. There's personality traits too when it comes to a seller's agent. You want to have somebody that actually puts their money where their mouth is. And it's super crucial, because if you just got a puffer, like I said, and they overlist your price, like it used to happen a whole bunch, because guess what? I was calling every one of those expired listings, and I was getting most of those listings. Right now, nowadays, it's just there's not many of them out there. But there are just so many agents that don't even know how to do a CMA or know how to price a home accordingly. They're only wanting to please a seller. And we got to realize we are the professionals here. The sellers actually need you and I to help them get to where they need to be. If they didn't, we wouldn't be in business. We wouldn't even be a thing. And there's no reason for me to even be on air right now. The reason is sellers need you. They need us. And we have a lot of knowledge that they're looking for and help that they seek. So it's really exciting and really fun. And the question I have is, why not me? And then that leads me to, why am I at Berkshire Hathaway?
Right.
There's a ton of resources that helps my sellers sell more homes. There's a reason why the average broker at Berkshire Hathaway makes more sales throughout the whole year than any other agent in Oregon. Mm. It's just a fact. It's true. And it's the resources we have behind us, but also the type of agents in our office that we're able to collaborate with, experience with, and also our principal brokers. Mm. There's really no backing that I don't have. And that's why I love being surrounded with such a good team to help us close and get every transaction done successfully.
Pretty good stuff. I like what you're saying. That's great. We're going to take a break. I want to remind you, you can always get in touch with Mariah Spence at the Vetros Crawford Realty Group by calling 503-507-3666. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes.
Welcome back to Real Estate with Mariah and Spence on 1430 KYKN. Here's their host, Warren Franklin.
We're back with Mariah Spence with the Vetros Crawford Realty Group. You can contact them at 503-507-3666. Let's continue our conversation about what to expect when you work with a realtor.
So, how often, realistically, should a home seller expect to hear from their agent?
So, this question is relevant right now, but it also is relevant even 3-4 years ago.
It's crazy how different it was back then.
Exactly.
Like, I was making so many weekly check-in calls for a couple months, and even then it was like, it's a hot seller's market. Mm-hmm. It, like, that's what we all thought. And you were having to make a lot of check-in calls because homes were not selling. And now, as we know, if a house is
things
on the market a week, it's
so rapidly changing. Mm-hmm. Right now, it's been pretty consistent the last few months. Mm-hmm. Is what's normal is, why don't I have multiple offers on my home over a week of it being listed? That's the normal. And for instance, I just had a seller last week call me with concern. We've only been listed for 8 days. And he said, Spence, what's going on? Well, there's multiple factors. You know, it's the neighborhood. It's tenant occupied. We can only get one showing in a day, 24-hour notice, that type of thing. Mm. Now we do have offers on it. But he was concerned after 8 days. Is my home going to sell? Do I need to make a price adjustment? There's always a concern to be made. But the reality is markets are always changing. And so what I say to that question, and how often should you actually be hearing from your listing agent once your home is listed, is if it's not every day from a showing being set up, it should at least keyword be once a week. And the cool part is with your email address, like I mentioned earlier, we at Berkshire Hathaway have really cool resources that just send you tons of valuable information about your home that is currently listed, about views, about ratings, about click likes, and about just people viewing your home in what areas they're coming from. It really makes the home selling process a lot more at ease, I guess, because I remember when we were selling our home, this was in a completely different market in 2018. And we were on market for over 30, 40 days.
Oh my gosh, that felt like an eternity.
It felt like an eternity. And so it really put us into perspective about how important it is for us to be talking to all of our sellers. Because if we're not, then we're just sitting goose, and it's no fun waiting, right? It's no fun going out on a catch fisherman. We've all been there. We've been skunked before. We haven't caught a fish that day, and it wasn't as fun as it would have been. But we need to at least communicate with our sellers once a week. That's my rule of thumb. If not, you know, go even higher. If they're, what I like to do, usually when people come across my mind, you're going to get a call from me or a text. That's just how I am.
What I've found is that usually home sellers, like say we're in that previous market, which was still a seller's market, but homes were selling in maybe like 60, 90 days, not two. And we would call them with the weekly check-in. But what I found is usually what will happen is sellers will start to assume that you're not doing your job, or you're not working for them, or they'll just kind of start to get offended or assume negative things, even if there's nothing wrong, if they don't hear from you. And so sometimes when that was the case, there'd be a week where there was really no update, like no new showings, no, really nothing to tell you, but you still got to call with an update, because otherwise they'll start assuming and it's not the case.
And that's where like the point of relationship gets really valuable when it comes to selling homes and properties. Like you should be completely comfortable calling your seller or your client no matter what.
You have to.
And talking to them. And if you have any fear about calling your client, you might be in the wrong business or just relationship.
The only time you'd have a fear is you've waited a month and then you call.
Right.
Now that's not a good thing.
That's
right?
Very
something's
true.
Wrong. You know something's
very
wrong.
True. Or when you got to give bad news. And, yeah. You know, those calls are never fun, but it's just part of the job.
Yes. So now we have covered a little bit about sellers, mm-hmm. and we want to get on the other side. Since Mariah is dealing with a lot of buyers, out of town buyers, virtual buyers, local buyers, Mid Willamette Valley buyers, she is going to talk about them all. So now we are going to talk about a little bit about the buying process.
Mm.
Here we go, Mariah. What does it look like when someone decides they want to start house hunting?
So as we all know, the first step, we've all heard it a million times, is talking to a lender and getting pre-qualified, because otherwise there's really no point in looking at houses, even just browsing casually online on our website or wherever it is you're looking. There's really no point, because it's just a fantasy at that point. You really don't know. And by the time, especially in this market, say you did come across a house you like, if you're not pre-qualified yet, I guarantee you it's going to be gone by the time you are. So there's really no point in looking. I mean, unless it's just for fun, but you know, you got to get the pre-qualification letter. That's step number one. And then once we get that pre-qualification letter, we can start the ball rolling in. We go out and we look at houses, and until we find one that you meets at least some of your criteria, and we make an offer. And when we make an offer, we have to do it pretty quickly. In this market, you really don't have much time to sleep on it. You really got to make the offer right away, because time is definitely of the essence. Mm-hmm. And pretty much every offer, you got to make your best offer you possibly can, because that's the market that we're in, if we're being realistic. But thankfully, all of my buyers that I'm working with understand that, and they're people who are, they understand the market they're in, and they know what they're getting into beforehand, before they start the house hunting process. We've gone over all of that, and so they're not getting discouraged or trying to make unrealistic offers for the market. So everyone knows you got to be looking at houses pretty good chunk under your max budget, because you're gonna need to leave room for a good over asking offer.
Is it safe to make multiple offers on multiple houses?
Usually that's what we're having to do, not at the same time, but usually that's a tough situation right now, where I have clients who they have three homes that they really like, and they know that even if they write their best offer, the odds of them getting accepted on are low, and so they want to write on all of them, but the deadline's at the same time, so we can't write them all.
Don't want to get stuck with two accepted offers.
Yeah, you don't want to get stuck with two accepted offers. That puts the seller in a really bad position and can just
My
be
advice,
unethical.
Don't right. do that.
Okay.
Right, but you can make one and then make one on the other, and that's kind of what we're having to do.
Well, that's what I was curious about.
Yeah.
And one thing I really see you doing is educating a lot of your clients about what
that's
the market looks like
right now,
and setting realistic expectations.
Mm-hmm.
Because if they're just in denial, they still want their foreclosure at $100,000. It's just not going to happen right now. So that's super good. And if you are looking for that pre-approval process, give me a call at 503-507-3666. We're happy to provide you with our local lender that Mariah and I personally use as well.
Yes.
So next step, besides being the key to get the buyers into the home and looking for the home, mm-hmm. what other services do you provide to our buyer clients?
One thing that I guess I'll start off with, most of my buyer clients, I've kind of walked into a really specific niche lately, where I've been pretty much working with relocation buyers who are coming to me from other states. They've sold their homes there, or they're first-time buyers and they're moving to Oregon. And so because of that, services look a little bit different. The services I do for them are, I do a lot of educating them on the different areas, what each side of town and, you know, out towns on the outskirts of Salem, because there's a lot of great options for them. Just giving them education on what all of that's going to look like, so they know exactly where to look, because a lot of them have never been to our area. And then, of course, school rating, crime rating of each side of town, just giving them all that information up front, as well as giving them tours of the neighborhood that the homes are in. So doing a little video tour, because most of my buyers right now are making offers without seeing the home in person. most of them are actually going through the whole process and not seeing it until we close. So that's a little bit different right now, but for pretty much every buyer, something that we do is we will schedule the home inspection for them. We don't have to, the buyer's able to do that, but we're more than happy to schedule it for them. We meet the inspector there, we let them in. We have a great inspector we work with, Ray, with Davis Home Inspections. 10 out of 10, every buyer we send to him is like so thankful for him and really grateful for the job that he does. So that's a big thing. And then negotiations are huge, fighting on behalf of our clients when we're writing an offer. This is a really intense market, and there's a lot of tricks that we can pull out to get a creative offer. And then, of course, when the repairs happen, negotiating the repair addendum. Awesome. So those are a few things. I could keep going, but I know we're short on time. So.
Yeah, we are running out. You're listening to Real Estate with Mariah Spence with the Vetrus Crawford Realty Group. You can contact them at 503-507-3666. And when we come back, the real estate tip of the week.
Welcome back to Real Estate with Mariah and Spence on 1430 KYKN. Here's their host, Warren Franklin.
We're back with Mariah Spence with the Vetrus Crawford Realty Group. You can call them at 503-507-3666. All right, what is your real estate tip of the week?
Our real estate tip of the week this week is choose your real estate agent wisely, because it really will make a difference in the transaction. Go to their website. That's something I would recommend. Our website is vetruscrawfordrealty.com. That's vetruscrawfordrealty.com. But that's something I think everyone should do before deciding to work with a realtor, is check out their website, which hopefully should have honest reviews from past clients, which is huge. I know usually when you're traveling, you don't try out a new restaurant without looking at Yelp reviews, so realtors shouldn't be any different. Reviews are huge. And then once you choose who you want to work with, stick with them. That's the second part of this tip. The worst thing you can do to a real estate agent is look at five different houses with five different realtors. If you're ready to look at houses, you really want to commit to one agent, and then they will commit to you. And if you don't think that this agent will do a good job for you, or if you think they just don't know what they're doing, because to be quite honest, the majority of agents don't know what they're doing because there's just a lack of training, and most agents don't make that many sales in our business, then find another realtor and stick with them. But don't waste anyone's time, and they won't waste yours. Find one loyal agent who is passionate about what they do, who is consistently learning and educating themselves about their industry and how they can do a better job for you, and then stick with them, even for all of your future transactions. And that's the best way to go, in my opinion.
That's one of the best tips you've ever given, due to the fact that it came down to relationship.
Yes.
A lot of this business is relationship.
And it has to be an agent you trust. Obviously, that's just the biggest thing is trust. You got to work with someone you trust.
You got to believe they're working for you, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And have your best interests in mind.
Yeah. It's unbelievable, though, that I see often on Facebook and other things, when people are wanting to find a realtor, is they say, oh, mine isn't doing it for me. I only see them doing Property Watch. Mm. Mariah, what do you have to say about that helping out a lot of buyers right now? Is Property Watch the only thing that maybe we're doing for them?
No, I mean, definitely not. I think there's a lot of behind the scene work that people really don't know about unless you're in the real estate industry yourself. There's a lot more that goes into helping our clients behind the scenes that buyers just can't do without a realtor. But if you don't feel like your agent's doing a job for you, then hopefully you should find that out before you start working with them and then find someone else. But Property Watch is a great thing. I've seen that too. People saying, my agent's not doing anything. They just set me up on an automatic search. But the automatic search is the best thing for you. So
we got to wrap it up.
All right.
Thank you for listening to Mariah Spence on 1430 KYKN. You can hear their show every Saturday at 9:30 a.m. You can contact Mariah Spence at the Vetrus Crawford Realty Group at 503-507-3666. That's 503-507-3666.
You've been listening to Real Estate with Mariah and Spence right here on 1430 KYKN. Salem is listening.